Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. Red Hook Community Arts Network, in partnership with Oblong Books and Music, is hosting a Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival on Saturday, April 14th. That's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Hook Village Building. The festival is a full day of free events celebrating local authors with picture book story time, young adult and adult fiction readings, panel discussions, book sales, and signings. The programs will appeal to readers of all ages. A portion of the proceeds from books sold at this event will go to benefit the Red Hook Community Arts Network. Here now to tell us more about this exciting event, Juliet Harrison and Susanna Hermans. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is a big event.
Yeah, it is. It is. We were very excited about it. It's a first-time event for us. The Red Hook Community Arts Network is only a year old. And, in fact, 1 year ago, we had our first event just to introduce ourselves to the neighborhood and the community. And so we're very excited to be able to put this together.
I'm just looking at the list of events and people who will be there. It really is quite an undertaking. Susanna, why don't you tell us some of the highlights?
Absolutely. We are starting the day with a picture book story time with David Soman and Jackie Davis, who are the author and illustrator of Ladybug Girl, mm-hmm. a very popular, wonderful picture book series. And they'll be joined by Peter McCarty, who is an incredible illustrator and one of my personal favorites. He has done such books as Hondo and Fabian. His new book is The Monster Return.
Oh, I have not seen that one.
Oh, it is fun.
Really?
And, yeah, it was great.
Now, what age group would that be for?
I would say it's for like ages 2 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, you could probably bring younger than 2 if you wanted.
All right.
And then we're going to have a middle grade and young adult panel, including authors Jennifer Castle, Michael Northrup, and Robin Palmer, all of whom are excellent writers, and they're going to be headed up by Nancy Castaldo, who's a great nonfiction writer for kids. Then we have a panel for the grown-ups, with Edie Maydav, Mary Beth Hughes, and Thelma Adams, and that's going to be moderated by Nina Shengold, who is the books editor of Chronogram magazine.
All right.
Those three women are just two really literary fiction and one in more commercial fiction writers, and they're all really dynamic personalities and great writers. We're just thrilled to have them.
Mm.
And then our sort of headliner for the afternoon is John Sayles, filmmaker John Sayles.
Whew.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
So I mean, how much work did you have to do to get all these people in one place on one day?
It was, it actually came together a little easier than I thought it would. I'm from Oblong Books, and I sort of culled through my list of authors who have read at Oblong and who I know personally, and everyone was very excited to get involved with this. They were all, jumped at the chance to be part of an exciting new literature event in Red Hook, and I'm just excited that they're all going to be here.
One of the nice things also was because we were able to draw from these people with Susanna's knowledge of who was lived in the area. Because our major focus was we really wanted to introduce the local community to the local authors. And so we really did draw on Susanna's expertise in that area and said, kind of threw it out at her and said, okay, who lives here that might be willing to do this for us? And it's been great to have her on board with that.
And there are so many great authors
around.
Yeah. It's quite amazing. We are talking to Juliet Harrison and Susanna Hermans. The Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival is this Saturday at the Red Hook Village Building. Juliet, tell us about the aims and the practices of your arts network.
Yeah, we decided that Red Hook was really struggling with an identity of what it wanted to be when it grew up. And a group of us realized that there's an incredible abundance of very talented, creative people that live in Red Hook. That have chosen to come here or who have lived there a long time. And we felt that it was really important to kind of do a threefold mission. The first was to bring these creative people together and allow them to meet each other and support each other in their endeavors. Secondly, to introduce them to the community in which they live and really allow the community to become a part of the process of being a creative community. And third, and probably the most important thing, is to introduce Red Hook to the world as an arts community. And so we been doing a great deal in the visual arts. We've had a pop-up gallery that's in its third space now, each time we move to another space.
Now, what is a pop-up gallery?
A pop-up gallery is really an art gallery that is in an empty storefront, usually donated by the landlord. And we set it up as a gallery for a certain period of time until that space is rented, and then we moved on to another space.
Is your group getting good support from the town and people who live there?
Yeah, huge support. We're still meeting people who've never heard of us, but for the most part, people are more and more aware of what we're trying to do. And the key thing here is that we see ourselves as a community organization. Every member of the community is a member of this organization.
Okay, and the event, again, it's Saturday, April 14th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All right, Susanna Hermans, you know books better than almost anybody.
Oh, my.
give me some of the highlights in your view.
I am personally really excited for the young adult and middle grade panel.
Mm-hmm. And that's earlier in the day.
It's earlier in the day. It's at noon. Well, of course, that's probably because I'm completely biased and I'm obsessed with middle grade and young adult books. But we really are lucky to have this particular group of authors. If you haven't heard of them, which you probably haven't, you need to go check them out because their writing is excellent.
So even for a grown-up?
For a grown-up. But also I feel like we really need to get kids and teens connected to books and reading more and more, and to be able to bring your kids out to meet an author, to meet four authors who are incredibly talented, dynamic personalities. They will make your kid want to read a book, you know.
And I think that is so important because, you know, little kids, they love books. And I think at a certain point, they forget that they love books.
Absolutely. Or it's not cool anymore to read. And I think that if you need to give your kid a kick in the pants, bring them out to meet an author. You know,
it's
inspiring to meet someone who's actually making a living doing this and doing it well.
Okay. And what about the adult program? What stands out to you?
Oh,
obviously,
my
the keynote speaker.
Yes,
but let's get to that later. Let's get to that later.
I'm excited to be able to support women writers.
Yeah.
You know, we sort of inadvertently ended up with an all-female panel for the adult panel, but they're all so gifted. Thelma Adams, I think, was on the roundtable not too long ago.
Yeah, she was a reviewer of movies.
Yeah, she's a film critic
who has
written a novel. She's a hoot.
Yeah.
And it's her first novel out, but she also has a huge history career of being a movie reviewer. And then Edie Maydav and Mary Beth Hughes are both really well known in the literary fiction world. And they're both incredible teachers of writing. And to be able to see these three women in one place at the same time, I think it's just a really unique opportunity.
Well, you think they'll all get along?
Oh, yes. Okay. They already are best friends.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sure.
This is good. But a fight can be entertaining as well. All right, then. And, of course, the keynote speaker is John Sayles.
Yes, yes. His new book, Moment in the Sun, is finally out in paperback. It is a beast. It's about 1,000 pages long.
That would take me about 3 months.
Right? Yeah. But, you know, it's a page-turner. He just has an incredible way with words. And not only is he such a well-known and renowned filmmaker, but he can also write a book, you know?
Yeah.
And he's an incredible speaker, too. If you've never seen him speak, I mean, you know. He's a driving force.
This is great. And so will there be activities, too, in addition to meeting the authors? And I mean, what else can the kids do to have fun during the day?
Oh, that's a good question. They can hang out with each other.
We have the book signing and the purchase of the books. The other thing that we've encouraged in the community is we have various vendors, food vendors in the community that are offering discounts or special deals during the course of the day so that people can come and go. There will be time between each event. And you know, maybe have an opportunity at the end of the day to take their family out to dinner and just make it a community-wide event and experience.
So you have a matrix between business and the arts.
Yeah.
And this is probably what you need to sustain this new idea.
Absolutely. And situating it right downtown in the village of Red Hook, which is a very walkable village, is a really wonderful benefit for us.
This is an exciting event. It's happening this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Hook Village building. And we are welcoming today Juliette Harrison and Susanna Hermans, who are in charge of this whole thing. Who else is working on this with you? You can't have done this all by yourself.
We started out as a four-member committee. Susanna, myself, Rebecca Aronson, and the author Carol Goodman, which was absolutely wonderful to have the four of us kind of begin brainstorming even what we wanted to do. Carol, unfortunately or fortunately, has two books that she needed to finish, and she was teaching at New Paltz and had to back out of working with us in such an intense manner. But we found another person, Helen Sislowski, who has stepped in and been a marketing genius for us and helped put us the PR and marketing campaign together and just get us on board. And basically, it's been the four of us really spearheading this whole thing, which we hope to be a yearly event, if not even maybe something we can do twice a year.
Juliette, this must really consume you, because obviously there's not a huge amount of financial reward that can be gained by this at this point. So
right.
This must be your driving force.
Well, it is. And I'm one of the founding members and on the steering committee for the Red Community Arts Network. And I'm a visual artist, but I worked for probably nearly 15 years at Oblong Books. And it was really important to me to bring the written word in and make it a stronger part of the Community Arts Network and make sure that the people who are writers in our community knew that the organization was there for them, too.
And what you both do is so important because, really, you can't let books die.
No.
Books
right.
have to
yeah.
be with us. And so bringing young adults or kids into the fold is so important.
Absolutely, absolutely. I sort of live in this world of books, and that's what I do all the time, but I forget that there are a lot of people out there who don't have books as a part of their life,
yeah.
you know, whose parents didn't read to them as kids, who don't read to their kids, and I think reaching those people is what's most important for the health of my business, but also for the health of society, I think.
You
having
know,
a literate, inspired populace is so important too.
And also remembering that books are not written in a vacuum. They're written by authors. And to be able to meet those authors
yeah.
and hear a little bit about their inspiration and realize they live within your own community, I think it's incredibly inspiring for people.
My favorite thing, you know, I read to my kids, but my favorite thing now is when my 2-year-old reads to me.
Yeah.
All right.
And of course, you know, she'll just make it up.
Yeah.
And I sit, and it's very entertaining.
And at some point, she'll memorize everything that you said, and she'll read it back to you word for word.
It's really nice. It's really great. Well, it's great to have you here. Any other big events we want to talk about coming up?
Not at this point, although the Red Hook Community Arts Network, and we call ourselves Red Hook Can, is starting a fundraising campaign to try to rent a permanent space for a home base for a year. And so we're kind of spearheading that within the community.
Do you have a website?
We don't have a website, although you can find us on Facebook. Our website is in production right now.
Oh, good.
It was supposed to open April 1st and just didn't get there in time.
That happens with the website.
Yes, but it will be redhookcan.net.
Okay. All right. And Susanna, anything else you have coming up at the Oblong?
Oh, well, I do have to say on Sunday we're having Benjamin Bush at the bookstore at 4 o'clock. He's an actor from The Wire, also a veteran of the Iraq War, and he has written a memoir about his two tours of duty in Iraq, and it's going to be amazing.
Well, this has been a great pleasure. Juliette Harrison of the Red Hook Community Arts Network, Susanna Hermans, a regular here from Oblong Books. So nice to have you both here. And don't forget, the event is Saturday, April 14th. It's the Read Local Red Hook Literary Festival. It's at the Red Hook Village Building from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. You can find the event on Facebook, as Juliette mentioned, Read Local Red Hook on Facebook. All right. Thank you so much for being here. It was a lot of fun. Good luck with the event. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.